I have a Sleep Number bed. I've had a couple of them, actually. I love them so much. And the technology gets amazing with these. If it's bedtime, like it's actually time to get a new bed, let me tell you what my friends at Sleep Number have introduced. The most amazing bed ever. Da-da! It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It is designed to keep each of you effortlessly comfortable for the best possible sleep. Responsive air technology. This bed senses your every move, automatically adjusts to you, so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. And did you know that if you're a little warm, maybe fall asleep faster? The Sleep Number 360 bed can pre-warm each side of the bed. My current bed doesn't do that, so I got to get one of these new Sleep Numbers. My Sleep Number setting is a 30. My IQ score last night was in the 90s. Right now, go and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $500 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-NEXT-BED or visit sleepnumber.com to find a store near you. You can tell them you heard on the Bobby Bones Show, but if it's bedtime, like time to get to bed right now. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning to you. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I've never done an Airbnb. I'm more of a traditional hotel type fella. So it just feels weird going to somebody's house. Because I'd be like trying to assign like lives to them. I'd go through their stuff and be like, oh, accountant, pride, makes a good living. That'd be weird in somebody's house. Because I'm weird if I go to you guys' house. I'm always like looking at your panties and stuff, Eddie.
You really?
Yeah, yeah. So
wow.
Okay.
The most popular rental Airbnb in Atlanta costs $400 a night, does not have a bathroom. It's a treehouse.
Huh.
So you're sleeping in a treehouse and you have to use the restroom. Where do you go?
You go inside the house, even if they're there.
That's awesome.
What?
Yeah. In order to access the bathroom's amenities, you have to get out of the tree, enter the homeowner's house. The treehouse sleeps two, and if you want to go pee-pee, you have to go either... They don't want you going in the backyard. They do want you going in the house. And it gets... The site for this gets 300,000 visits every month. It's booked until May of 2018.
Wow. And $400 a night. You don't even have a bathroom.
I need to build a treehouse.
Yeah, yeah, and rent it out. It sounds like a genius plan.
Who stayed in an Airbnb before?
Me.
Me.
I've Airbnb'd my house.
And you guys like it?
I loved it, man. Like you, I looked through everything. I had the whole backstory of their family just through their family photos.
I thought you took the family photos down.
They were all up there, including all of the albums were in like the bookshelves. It was awesome.
And you went through the albums?
All of them. Oh. Found out somebody had passed.
Oh,
we didn't know what his role was in the family, but he was gone after a certain year.
Rest in peace.
Sad. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I stayed in one in Oregon, and they had family photos on the wall, and you're like, they have two kids there. Oh, these must be the grandkids, because they got a lot of kids' movies here at the house.
Did you wear the panties on your head?
Okay.
No, there was nothing in the drawers. I looked in all the drawers. No clothing.
He looked.
I don't keep any photos up at my place.
Do you see what people do inside the house? Your house? Your
they're definitely doing it in your
house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you change sheets?
There's nothing in there. Yes, you have a clean... Well, I mean, we don't do anymore. When we did, everything's clean and good to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
Amanda Hess, an OBGYN of Frankfort, Kentucky. She was in the hospital. Now, she was an OBGYN, but she was about to have a baby herself. And she was like really about to go into labor. And so she's in the room, and all of a sudden there's another expectant mother, and she was yelling, but the doctor was not in the room, and she was fully dilated. So here she is. She goes over, kind of waddles over, and she delivers the baby.
Wow. That's impressive. I mean, it's really impressive.
The doctor was on call on the way to the hospital, but the baby was coming way ahead of time. So she stepped in, handled delivery right before she went back into the other room and gave birth to her own baby.
Yeah, so she was in labor delivering someone else's baby.
That's crazy. That's awesome. But that's why we see you, Amanda Hess. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in California. Two deputies responded to a call and were shot following a dispute with a man at the scene. Those two cops remain in the hospital. In other news, the last of those 12 escaped Alabama prisoners has been captured near his home in Florida after being on the run for nearly 2 days. And finally, in San Francisco, a 17-year-old teen opened the emergency door of a plane minutes after it landed, and slid down the wing, and jumped onto the tarmac. Luckily, he wasn't injured.
Hey, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Our producer, Raymond, has come in with his top five pet peeves from the show.
Oh, oh good. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
He's here before all of us.
Awesome.
Oh, boy.
He sits in the glass room. Producer Raymond, your top five pet peeves about the Bobby Bowman Show. Number five.
When Lunchbox records spots and he's in the production room for 30 minutes, messing up, re-recording, and it's a 30-second spot.
So he takes him 30 minutes to cut a 30-second commercial?
Yes.
Yeah. Why so long, Lunchbox?
Sometimes I mess up, you know?
30 minutes for 30 seconds?
Hey, you gotta make it perfect.
Interesting. Number four.
Once a week when Amy forgets her key card, so I have to go outside and manually open up the garage door for her, or else she can't get in the building.
He has to open the garage for you?
It is not once a week, Ray.
I had to open the door for her the other day.
Exactly.
Yesterday, I had to open the door for her. Yeah. Next.
It happens.
Number three. Anytime Bones needs a water, I'm not a waiter.
Oh, but are you?
Usually Ray's not the water getter.
Yeah, right? Mike
True.
D.
I'm in the middle of cutting spots. I'm like, water! And Mike D brings water right now. He's the lowest man on the totem pole. He was here at that time. Not you.
Right.
But you are not a waiter. I understand that. Number two.
Whenever I have my headphones on and people from sales and maybe visitors, they come by and they start talking to me. When I have my headphones on, I can't hear you.
Ah, very good. And the number one pet peeve Ray has for the Bobby Bone Show.
Another one for Lunchbox. Whenever he sends me 10 emails of Snapchat audio, just save the entire story, one email, one audio clip.
Lunchbox is like, hey, how do I save this? This don't work. And he gives it to Morgan, number two. She's like, yes. How'd you do that?
Here's the problem. Sometimes those Snapchat stories, they won't send a whole video because it's too big, so you have to record or save individual videos. Trying to make it easy on you, Ray. But
yeah, easy.
That's all I got. All right. Appreciate that.
This makes me think of a question I have about audio. Can you record phone conversations while you're on them?
Yeah, because I downloaded an app.
What?
Yes, it cost me $9. It's called Tape-A-Call.
$9?
It's called Tape-A-Call.
What?
And I can tape anybody's call at any time.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yep.
Almost needed to tape a call today, and it got me curious.
With me?
Nah. No, nobody y'all know, but I just was found everything they were saying so interesting, but yet unbelievable that I needed someone else to hear what they were saying.
Tape a call.
And I didn't know how to record it.
Yeah, I bought it like 6 months ago, never used it. Yeah, tape a call, yeah. This is the Bobby Bones. Time for the positivity all the way around the room. Let's go. Tell me something good. This is awesome. It's teacher. And so she's like, my kids are so important to me. She invites 20 of her students, her entire class, to serve as flower girls and ring bearers in her wedding.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So a very special group of flower girls and ring bearers accompanied teacher Marielle Slagle down the aisle. 20 kindergarten and first grade students. So it's some from a class last year and some from this year. Small schools, so everybody got included.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Amy, that's special. Up. So Gary and Shayna Gutierrez, they live in San Antonio. They've got two kids, one of them which has to wear a head-shaping helmet. And, you know, obviously he's got the helmet sitting at the table. The other family members decided they're going to throw on a helmet to all eat dinner together.
That's
a picture
cool.
was taken.
That's
and
cool.
it has gone crazy viral. It's all over the place. And it's just one of those things of like, hey, we're in this together.
That's cool.
You know,
I
you
like
have to
that.
Wear a helmet, we're going to wear a helmet.
I like that.
And his older sister is the one that started the whole helmet thing. It's so cute.
Lunchbox.
Roxy is an 8-year-old girl from Florida. Her family was going on vacation to Tanzania, and they were going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. But she's 8 years old, and her family's like, look, you don't have to do it. She's like, no, I'm going to do it. A week later, the 8-year-old climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, the youngest person in the history to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Wasn't that a dream of yours, too?
Yes. I wanted to go to Tanzania and climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
I did, too. Let's go.
No, you guys laughed at me when I brought it up because I wanted to raise awareness.
We don't laugh at you because you want to do things. We laugh at you because all you do is talk about all the things you want to do all the time and you never do any of them. That's why we laugh at you. We're always like, here's Lunchbox with another far-fetched idea.
Because
let's do
you.
It. Show trip.
I'm out. I'm not climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm not climbing Mount Everest. I'm not climbing Mount McKinley. You know, I'm out. No mountains for me. Yeah, it's a really cool story,
Mount
though.
You Bobby Bones.
I heard your big screen TV was quite the hit this past weekend.
Oh, people loved it. Everybody that walked in the house were like, wow, look at that thing. Now that's a big TV. That's how you do it.
Lunchbox had a tax refund back. And he went and spent all on TV. Sure, you know, tax money.
66-incher, baby.
Ray, did you find it to be, like, crazy big, or was it just a TV?
I mean, I've seen 65 inches before, and I don't know if it's 65 inches.
Oh, it's smaller?
You're right, because it's 66, fool.
It's really not that big.
Oh. You are the only one.
You should measure it.
Fake news.
Here's the thing.
Fake news.
Ray may not remember the TV. He was in that condition. People, I'm telling you, everybody that's come to my house has been like, wow.
It's a very nice picture. I'll agree with him. It's probably HD, and you've got like some of those extra pixels. I don't think it's 65 inches. I didn't measure it. But
you don't remember going, wow, look at how big that is.
That is, it's not 65. You're talking like 6 feet.
Wow.
5 feet.
Wow.
It's just a normal size, nice television with good pictures.
That is way more than normal.
That's like kicking somebody's dog.
Yeah, you're just hating because you don't have one. You want one. I'm sorry you're not on my level.
That, he's offended right now, but you're telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth. Random Kid Cody was there, too, and I don't remember really anybody talking about the TV.
Oh.
Do you see you didn't want to, like, get a picture with it?
Oh, yeah. Where were people, like, standing up going, take a picture of me next TV.
Well, really, we're all just enjoying the fight.
Let me get a selfie with the TV. Hold on.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, interesting.
Man, you take a picture of it, please. Let some other people decide. I don't remember
pictures
it being that
are
size.
Deceiving,
not if you're standing next to it.
Oh, when you're standing next to it, it is huge. I'm telling you, you won't even notice me. All you'll see is the TV.
Okay, bring a picture in. Yeah, we gotta see that.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fairfield, New Jersey. Larry Brooks was his first day on the job at an armored truck company. He walks in, he's like, man, I love this place. Mm. Then he sees the vault, and he's like, I'm going to go in there and check it out.
Oh.
They walked out with $100,000 in cash.
Oh, he went, like, sampled. Took some samples.
Yeah, he just wanted to sample it, and he put it in his car, and he didn't realize that there were security cameras, but they saw him walk in, take the money, and they found the money in his car.
How do you not realize there are security cameras when you're working out of their money? Wow.
Oh,
like, I go to Whole Foods. If I do and eat a grape, what's the difference?
That's a little different.
Oh, all right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's go.
Do you remember your first kiss?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Shea Favors, and he was on rollerblades. I was not. But he had rollerbladed over my friend Kinsey's house, him and Tom Chaw. And on my friend Kinsey, she was sort of going out with Tom, and I had started going out with Shea. But we were in junior high, so I don't know where we were going. But, yeah, we kissed in her driveway before we went inside. Like, they came over to hang out for a little bit. Not long, because then they had a rollerblade home. And
how old were you?
Like 13. I was 8th grade going into high school. So what is that, like 12, 13?
Did you know there was going to be a first kiss?
No. But I mean, I knew he had kissed girls. And he had asked me to be his girlfriend. So I knew that the kiss was probably coming. I didn't think it would be that night. But Kinsey, she was way ahead of me. Like, she'd kissed like 4 people.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you remember yours?
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it the spin the bottle game?
Yeah, spin the bottle.
Oh, this story hurts.
I was playing spin the bottle, and I was like 15, 16, 20, I don't know. And we were playing spin the bottle, and it landed on her, then me, or me, the her, it doesn't matter. But whenever she realized who it was, she was like, ugh, do I have to? And I was like,
that's rough.
I was like, yep,
ugh.
Sure do.
That's rough.
Let's do it. But it hurt my feelings hard. She's like, do I have to?
Oh.
Like, I lied to other friends. Like, come on.
That's hard. That's not nice.
And that's my first kiss. Yay, me. yay for self-esteem.
Damn. Yeah.
Lunchbox, remember yours?
Oh, yeah. Truth or Dare. Kelly Tonight. I was over at this Brooke Williams house. I think her name was Brooke Williams. And my buddy Jackson was like, Truth or Dare. And I was like, dare. And he goes, French kisser.
Oh, my God.
And I was, it was summer before sixth grade year, so I was just out of fifth grade.
What?
And he was like, let me show you how you do it. So he grabs Brooke and he makes out with Brooke and he goes, that's how you do it. So I got the first one.
Okay.
Jackson Baker. Thanks a lot, dude. Got me started.
She was cool. I mean, because you were the dare and then she's all of a sudden like, okay.
And she was the example, too.
No. Brooke was the example, and I had to kiss Kelly.
But I mean, was she put under a dare also?
No, I was the dare. It was truth or dare, and she,
boy.
I mean, she's got
she had to suffer the consequences of being the other girl.
She's a trooper.
Yeah. There you go. First kiss story. Amy, yours was positive. Lunchbox was positive for him.
Positive.
Not
she
for
liked
her.
It?
Mine was kind of negative for both of us.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bone Show.
What do you think about male cleavage, like guy cleavage, chest?
I guess I need to know more info.
Well, there's an article, and they say male cleavage is in. And that, like,
how do y'all create it? Like, do you have to?
You have big muscles.
Oh, like that. Okay, like Keith Urban.
Yeah.
Keith Urban hat.
It's like when a man unbuttons his shirt to the sternum and it shows off their nicely sculpted chest muscles.
Yeah, that's Keith.
Do you like that? Do you like a guy with male cleavage?
I guess so. My husband has chest muscles.
Do you like it if he has his shirt unbuttoned and you just see the top
it's
of
like
it?
Hairy cleavage. Yeah, no, I'm really not into it. I mean, I like his chest muscles, but no, I guess I'm not.
What if I started wearing low cut?
No, because sometimes guys wear way too low cut shirts. And it's
For the top of my belly button to be seen in my life.
That's pretty low.
I like it to run all the way down.
It's like Keith Urban can do it because he's Keith Urban. But like other people, no.
Not a lot of guys have that cut chest, though, you know? Like, yeah. So if you have it, why not show it off?
Could anyone on the show rock male cleavage?
I could.
Well, I think I might be the only one that has man...
Oh, you mean man boobs. Like, booby boobies.
So, like, maybe I could, but it's a different, not cut.
That's disgusting. Couple got married in Tennessee, and they got into an argument, and the bride pulled a gun on the groom that she was packing under her wedding dress.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she had the wedding dress on. They got into a fight. She pulled the gun out, shot it into the air. Like, she was ready, even in her wedding dress.
It's one way to do it.
I just imagine it was in a garter, right? Like, that's where you put it. That's where I put it.
Yeah, if it would stay put in that.
That's where I have mine now.
Oh, okay.
In my garter. You know, they captured the last of those escaped Alabama prisoners. Because one was still out, right?
Yeah, there was, I think, 14 that got out, and there was one still on the run.
I think there was 12. And they covered the wall in peanut butter. The
so
number.
So smart.
And then they were like, hey, open the gate. They tricked the guy into opening the gate, the new guy that worked in the jail. But again, with that many escaped, and like nobody was hurt, right? Like, did anybody get attacked or anything?
Nope. They caught them all, most of them, within hours.
Wow.
It's crazy that many people escaped and they didn't go hurt people. Like, people in jail, because usually they're like, you know, I have nothing to lose anyway. I got to serve extra time. There was also a kid who opened the emergency door of the airplane right when it landed.
What?
Slid down the wing and jumped onto the tarmac. That sounds amazingly fun.
Well, yeah, but how in the world?
Is in San Francisco. 17-year-old.
Oh, when you said kid, I was like, wow, how?
Well, that's still a kid.
Well, I know, but I was picturing, like, you know, Eddie Jr.
Nine?
Like, how did he get the door
open? Daddy, what?
Oh, man.
I'm never going to get it here. I think today's be pretty tough. Like, I personally don't think you're going to get it. So? Almost 50% of parents say this happens as soon as their kids go back to school. Are you ready?
Ready.
Huh.
Almost 50% of parents say this happens as soon as their kids go back to school. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. The OB boy. But half parents say it happens when the kids go back to school. Never going to get it. Lunchbox, do you want to be the ruiner?
Yeah, I do.
Spoil it. Go ahead.
They get lonely.
They get lonely.
Oh, man.
No. But half of parents say this happens when their kids go back to school. You're never going to get it. Your answer after this. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. All right, never going to get it. Question is, 50% of parents, they want to do this whenever their kids go back to school. Amy.
They lose weight.
No. Almost 50% of parents say this happens as soon as their kids go back to school. Eddie.
Mama gets pregnant.
Mama gets pregnant.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, not even close?
Jeanette in Gainesville, Florida. Go ahead.
Yes, your grocery bill goes down.
That's a good guess. It's not right, but that's a good guess. I mean, it probably does go down.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Sunny in Austin. Hey, Sunny.
Hey.
What do you think?
I think they wish summer was still happening.
No. Thank you, though. Let's do one more. Will in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Hey, Bobby. I think the parents drink less.
The parents drink less.
Oh, interesting. Good one.
Interesting.
Interesting thought in theory. Not correct, though. The answer is almost 50% of parents say that as soon as their kids go back, they start to think about having another kid. So you were close.
I was so close.
Yeah, but they start to be like, oh, man, why don't we have another one so it's at home with us all the time?
Man, I thought they would just go through it and not even think about it.
Do you feel that way when your kids go to school?
No.
Like, we should. No.
No, no, no. End of story.
Play a song?
No, we're done.
Yeah, end song. Guys, get out of here. Yeah. All right, away we go.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Man, this couple lost $1 million because the photographer was like, okay, you need to pay $125 for this picture. Wedding photographer. And they were like, nah. And then they went to the news and were like, this wedding photographer is holding our pictures hostage. And the news is like, okay. And so the photographer sues and wins $1 million.
What? $1 million?
Well, because they
defamation?
Went,
oh,
they went to the, yeah.
Okay.
Hardcore.
Wow.
Andrew and Neely were found liable for $1.08 million in damage. They accused a wedding photographer of holding their wedding photos hostage. Weeks afterward, the couple refused to pay for the album cover that was required for them to receive the pictures.
Yeah.
Then the photographer said, you don't have to pay. Never mind. But they'd already went to the news. They already went to social media. They made all these statements on blogs.
Wow.
So now they pay $1 million.
Oh, my goodness. That didn't really work out in their favor.
It did not.
I wonder if they got their pictures.
Like, take a step back.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this Game of Thrones husky craze. I don't like it when animals start to be the end thing. Like when there's the cool dog to adopt. Because people will adopt them and then they're not cool anymore. And they're like, you know, we never wanted this husky anyway.
Yeah.
So they're called dire wolves on Game of Thrones. They basically are big wolf dogs. And it's really cool because I want one. Like I watch it, I'd be like, I need to get one of those. So everybody's going out and they're adopting these dogs. But what's going to happen is people are adopting so many of them. It's like black cats at Halloween. People go out and adopt black cats at Halloween. Then comes December and they're like, you know what? We're kind of done with the black cat. And then what happens? You just have a black cat down on the street.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to not adopt things that are hip because of TV. I also encourage you not to name your kid after characters on TV too. Which, by the way, the girl from Frozen, Elsa?
Elsa, yeah.
She was singing in town last night.
Yeah.
Adina Menzel.
Close.
Menzel.
Yeah.
I was doing some stand-up for a corporate event, and I saw my phone, like the location, and it said Idina Menzel, and I was like, oh, interesting. But she was singing right down the road doing
a concert.
Oh, yeah. I saw a work email go out saying, first person to claim tickets to the front desk gets them.
Oh, that must have meant that we weren't selling very well.
No, I mean, sometimes, you know, they'll have two extra here.
You always know if they're giving away tickets at the front desk that they're not that in demand.
Oh, I thought people loved her.
She's an actual artist?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
she's
Broadway singer. She was the original Wicked.
Never. Oh, I thought it was that blonde-haired girl,
both.
Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth. It was those two. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
And Wicked, I don't think I would even know Wicked. Why would I know Wicked?
We went to see it.
I know, but I don't know why I would go see it.
You were pretty obsessed with it, I feel like.
No. After I saw it, I was.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never been a big Broadway or musical guy, period.
Yeah.
It's just random how they just go into song. Like, I wish my life was like that. Like,
maybe
I was right at 3 p.m., I would be just going, just driving all of a sudden. It's like, hello, good stranger, how are you? And they sing back to you.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That.
Sounds like a happy
life. Great, yeah.
Amy's dogs smell like corn chips.
Her paws. Yeah, every dog paw. Well, I thought that every dog's paws smelled like Fritos or corn chips. And I mean, sometimes I sniff them and I just like the smell and I'm like And I posted about it and it's crazy to me how many people haven't heard that because I thought everybody knew that. But then someone told me it means she has some like bacterial infection that causes the smell.
Did you Google that?
Yeah, it is. There's stuff up there saying, but I don't know the actual like, you know, bacteria or whatever. But apparently when I Googled it, it said not to worry about it. A lot of dogs have it. But then I started to think I probably shouldn't be sniffing it.
My dog's paws smell like Funyuns. I wonder what that's about.
Oh, that's a bad bacteria.
That's a different infection.
Yeah. Matter of fact, so do my hands.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. Onions. Nope. Mine smell like face cleaner. I had to wipe stuff off my
hands
face.
Smell like
What does everybody's hand smell like?
Hands?
Hands? Yeah, just regular. Yeah,
it's pretty much just. I had to ask Amy this morning if she was crying.
Yeah.
She put some stuff under her eyes, mm-hmm. and it looked like tears. And I was like, hey, medicine or tears? I just wanted to know. It was early in the morning.
It was like this clear Arnica gel because I felt like I woke up with puffy eyes. And so I put it on, and I wanted it to stay on as long as possible. And Bobby was like, are you crying?
I just wanted to know where I stood before the show started.
Understandably.
And I was like, I get it. Medicine or tears? Both are fine.
Yeah.
Especially if it's tears. It's just fine. Let's work through this. Amy's worried that her dog's paws smell like corn chips. Sarah Jo's on in Raleigh. Hey, Sarah Jo.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
On my way to work at the animal hospital.
So you'll know a little bit about this.
I do. So I'm a registered veterinary technician. So like a registered nurse, but for dogs and cats. And it is totally normal. And all dogs' paws smell like Fritos. And I like to smell my dog's paws too, Amy.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Totally normal. There are some times when they have an infection, but it's not the Fritos smell that you're talking about. It's a totally different smell.
Is it Funyuns?
Mm.
More like a yeasty smell, if you've ever smelled that. It's kind of gross, but... Mm.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, Wonder Bread. Okay. I have that too sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, boy. Hey, Sarah Jo, I appreciate that call. Thank you for sharing with us. Appreciate you. Appreciate what you do, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of y'all.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. I like this allergy thing creeping on me, man. You guys have allergies?
Yeah, I had to Flonase it up earlier.
I never have allergies.
I don't always, but I keep it. I keep it. If I had some, I'd share it with you, but I don't really think you'd stick it up your nose.
I wouldn't. I don't do it. I do it in the butt.
No, you don't.
What?
Flonase?
Yeah, because it goes
through all... You're
doing
it all wrong.
All your... What?
You're doing it all wrong.
I like sit on it.
No.
I'm like, woo!
No, that's not what you're supposed to do. And
what?
I know that you're joking, so stop.
I thought the commercial said that.
No, it's gross.
No. You can listen to an episode of the Bobby Cast. It's where I talk to songwriters and artists. So I talked to Jaron Johnston from the Cadillac 3.
It's all about the sound. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi.
He's the lead singer of the Cadillac 3, but he's also a huge songwriter who writes songs for other people. And he was talking about, for example, he wrote Raise 'Em Up with Keith Urban. And he's like, man, if we'd have kept one song.
Raise 'Em Up, though, that's the one that I kind of kicked myself. But I had such great success with that. I got to go to Grammys. You know, I mean, I got to do crazy things because of that song. And I don't know that, I mean, let's be honest, I don't know that Cadillac could have gotten it half as far as they did. I don't think we were that band yet.
I asked him if he was starstruck writing with anybody, and he was like, yeah, the first time I wrote with Keith Urban.
And the whole time in the room, I'm like, I had my computer set up, I'm like, every time he'd look away, I'm sneaking like the snapshot where you get like a picture of me and him, and it's like everyone is like blurry where he's, and I'm like, I could kill it before he looks back at the screen.
Just search Bobby Cast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. He wrote lots of stuff like, how about this?
And it's beaching.
American Country Love Song, Southern Girl, Sunshine and Whiskey.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
And they have a new song called Dang If We Didn't.
Dang if we didn't get drunk last night. What was so wrong? We had to...
Did you guys tell your wives they have to shave you, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Talked about that 2 days ago. I'm just wondering how that's going.
She doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, why? She's not too excited about that.
Both of your wives are anti-shave?
I mean, I guess we hadn't talked about this, but yeah, my wife's like, she don't really want to do it.
Why?
Because she's scared she's going to cut me, and I'm terrified that she will cut me 100%.
According to Monday's show, it's super romantic if your wife shaves your face. So Lunchbox and Eddie have till the end of the week to have their wife shave their face.
Oh, my wife's out of town.
Ooh, better get a substitute wife.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can work on that.
Yeah.
That's for work, honey. Promise.
It's like finding women to shave your face.
He does it in like the 1950s voice.
We'll figure this out.
It's for work, honey. All right, let me know. Hello, Vicky in Springfield, Virginia.
Hey, Bobby.
What are you doing?
I'm about to walk into work this morning. How are you?
We're really good. What kind of job do you have?
Right now, I'm working as a medical assistant.
Yeah, how you like that?
It's good, but I'm going to nursing school right now, too.
Oh, that's cool. So you're doubling it up. You go to work, and then you go to school.
Yeah.
Man, that's a grind, huh?
It sure is. It's hard.
Well, good luck with that. What can I do for you?
I was just calling because I listen to your podcast on my way to and from work, and you always play the Chick-fil-A song, and I find myself singing to it, and then there happens to be a Chick-fil-A right next to my work. I'm like, dang it, kind of want it.
You know what's funny is that's not a commercial.
No.
Like, it was song. Just a song, because that's real life. So many songs now are just on the surface. And I thought, I wanted to write a song that had substance. Mm-hmm. Because how many times do you, Vicky, you ever pulled a Chick-fil-A on Sunday and you're like, oh, crap.
All the time, especially right. in school.
That's what I'm saying. And so it was like, what can I write about that's big? Like in our life, there's love, there's sadness, and then there's Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
And now the newest song from Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so this is for you guys.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah. I yell hello through the drive-thru, hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle. Now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want Chick-fil-A. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's Sunday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That song better win awards. 2 minutes long. That's an award-winning. I've heard award-winning songs. That's one of them right there.
Go!
Download Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday from Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots on iTunes now.
Thank you. I built that voice guy around us. It sounded more legit.
Worked. It worked.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm 100%. I just have allergies. And I always make fun of people with allergies because I'm like, you're really sick. Those are allergies. I have allergies. Stupid. Stupid allergies. So if you want me to stay, I'll stay. If you want me to go home, I'll go home. It's up to you guys. So,
like, are you talking to the listeners or us?
Listeners, because you guys will all send me home. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
A trailer for the upcoming season of Carpool Karaoke. You know, the one that's going to be on iTunes. It shows Blake Shelton and Dierks Bentley as a part of this season. There's going to be 16 celebrity pairings, and Blake is with Chelsea Handler, and Dierks is with Sheryl Crow. So
no,
that's
those make
cool.
sense because Blake is LA, Chelsea Handler's LA, yeah. Dierks is Nashville, and Cheryl's Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to stream on Apple Music each week beginning next Tuesday, August 8th. Have you seen the wax figure of Tom Brady?
No, is it awful?
Oh, yeah. Remember like 2 weeks ago, the Beyonce one was so awful. Well, this isn't Madame Tussauds. This is at a museum in Boston. And yeah.
You almost can't make perfection better. So the wax figure could
but
not have
it doesn't
have
even look like him. Like, it just doesn't. We'll put
kind
it at Bobby
Bones.com. Kind of it does.
If I saw that, I would not say this on Brady.
It looks like the best friend from the guy from Walking Dead, the first Shane from Walking Dead.
You're eight.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And that dude doesn't look anything like Tom Brady.
Kind of, he does. He has a nose and eyes, and he's a dude and stuff. Yeah.
He has hair and a face.
By the way, I love Tom Brady, in case you're wondering.
I know, but fans are like freaking out on Twitter and stuff, and they're like, what? This is crazy. So if you want to see it, check it out, BobbyBones.com.
Thank you.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
These dudes, Lunchbox and Eddie, they have to have their wives shave their face for them. Supposed to be romantic.
Yeah.
Eddie's been married for like 30 years, Lunchbox for like a month. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, not really my idea of romance, but whatever you want.
How long have you been married?
12 years.
It may re-spark something.
Well, I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Lunchbox to marry for how long?
A little over 2 years.
Could keep the spark going.
Yeah, keep those fireworks. But she, when I told her, she was like, that's just weird.
Tanya?
Tanya. T-O. Tan.
Tanya. What up, Tanya?
Hey, how are y'all?
I'm good. Where are you at, North Carolina?
Right now, I'm actually driving through South Carolina, taking a vehicle to be shipped overseas to my daughter-in-law. But I live in North Carolina.
Now, I can't get anything right, Tanya. No, I said wrong state, wrong name.
Well, no, I am from North Carolina. I just happen to be driving in South Carolina.
All right. Well, hey, talk to these guys about this shaving thing.
All right, look, guys, it is awesome. If you can get your wives to do it, it is a trust and intimacy building exercise. Mm. It is absolutely awesome. The first time I shaved my husband over 30 years ago, I was scared to death, just knew I was going to cut him, and I didn't. It was so hot. Mm. It was just, it was awesome.
Yeah. Keep going. Say it. Talk about it slower.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it's just the intimacy doing it. I mean, you're taking care of the most important person in your life in a way that not many people are allowed to do. It is just, it's just awesome.
No. Come on.
Interesting.
I'm worried she's going to drive off the road right now. She's so excited. She's
Tanya.
Talking about, it
yeah.
was hot.
50 Shades of Tanya right now on the radio.
So the first time you ever did it was 30 years ago?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
And so then, did you see y'all's relationship change after that?
She got 7 kids.
I do not. I have 2.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I mean, we've been together for, let's see, I was 16 when we met. He was 32.
Whoa, Jerry.
Hold on a minute.
Tanya.
Hold on a minute.
Wait, stop. Tanya.
You were 16 and he was 32?
Yes, sir.
And when did y'all start dating?
I was 16. He was 32.
No.
Oh, boy.
Tanya.
We got married when I was 18. I graduated high school on June the 11th. We got married August the 7th, 1988.
Tanya, you didn't feel like, as a 16-year-old, dating a 32-year-old, that was weird?
It was different. I won't say it was weird, but we had a connection that obviously couldn't be broken. And, you know, I've...
What if your daughter...
Yeah.
Who, if turning 16, wanted to date a 32-year-old?
I would inform her of all the problems that would arise, and as long as, you know, he was up front with us and said, hey, look, you know, this is what's going on, I think we would handle it very well.
That's crazy, like in the 30s dating a 10th grader.
Well, yeah, I mean, what about your parents at 16? What did they think?
They didn't like it.
Okay.
But you're still together.
My mom got him fired from 2 jobs.
What? Okay.
But you're still together.
We're still together.
Are you still shaving him?
Yes. Well, no, not right now because he's got a full facial beard and, well, that's just, I like that too.
Awesome. So. Boy, Tanya's on fire.
Yeah. She's got like all kinds of, yeah.
Dang.
Okay.
Hey, Tanya, well, I hope you have a safe trip. Get that car over to your daughter.
I appreciate it. Hey. I'm hoping that it gets there.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, dang. How about her?
Are there other people that have shaved and had such an experience?
I don't know, but she said it was awesome.
Yeah, she said it's hot. Hot. Like, game changer. And, like, when my husband shaved my legs, like, it wasn't that much of a game changer.
Did he cut you?
No, but we were both sort of free. He just didn't even he was just kind of like, bloop, 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 like barely touching my leg with the razor.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not hot.
No.
That is not hot. You got it all the way.
I'd do it with a straight razor.
Like old barber style?
Yeah.
That's scary. You could
That's part of the
really
rush.
Really cut something.
Part of the rush is scary. Oh. Hey, time for the morning corny.
Yeah, bring it.
Eddie, are you ready?
This is my audition.
It's not an audition. It's game time, buddy.
Oh, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you for the first time ever doing the Morning Corny, Eddie.
The Morning Corny.
What did the wolf say when he got hurt?
What did the wolf say when he got hurt?
Ow! Howl at the moon. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to add that.
Oh, you added to it.
Why'd you add to it?
That was the Morning Corny.
By itself, you would have kept it.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
good by itself. You tried to throw on a Billy Currington lyric.
Okay.
You ruined it. You've lost the Morning Corny.
Okay, hit the song.
Whoa, he lost it that fast?
Yeah, because...
Wow.
Just tell the joke. Let the joke live on its own.
This is getting intense.
You stole material.
Billy Currington material.
Yeah.
Dang, I was picturing in my head that I was going to say, "Howl at the Moon," and you're going to hit the song, and we're going to be like, yeah, that's it. Bobby Bones Show, thanks for listening.
If you just less is more.
Okay. Dang,
do you want to give him an example of how to do it, Amy?
You sure you want
yeah,
me to?
Yeah, nail it, and you can have it back tomorrow.
Really?
All right. Ready?
The Morning Corny.
What's a spider's favorite thing to do on a computer?
What's a spider's favorite thing to do on a computer?
Make websites.
That was the Morning Corny.
All right, you got it back. Yeah, you got it back tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I let the moon.
Too much, Eddie. Too much, buddy.
I let the moon.
It's good, though.
It's good. It's good. Until you did too much. Until you plagiarized.
Dang.
Yeah. Here's the question. Should parents ever drink while looking after children? Joyce in Kansas, your thoughts.
I think that it's okay if they want to have a drink whenever they get home from work or a couple glasses of wine. I think it's okay.
What is your rule
for whenever I have my kids?
Yeah,
I'll have a couple drinks. I don't get smashed and you know fall down. And but if I want to have a couple glasses of wine or if I want to have a drink whenever I'm making supper or whatever, it's all good.
I appreciate that call. A woman provoked a furious debate because she talked about her and her husband fighting. He wasn't happy that she had a few drinks while he was gone and the kids were home. She wasn't smashed, as the last caller said. She just had a few drinks. So, Serena in Boston, you're on.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about this?
I think that it's okay as long as you can still drive to a hospital in an emergency.
Good point.
Now, drive, capable of driving or you're over the legal limit?
You're capable of driving.
Okay. Again, these aren't my rules.
No.
There's one thing I don't know. There's lots of things I don't know.
But this is one of them.
The drink, I don't drink,
right.
So I don't know how it affects you. Mandy in Virginia Beach.
Morning.
Talk to me about this.
I have three kids, and my husband and I have the rule of sober parent at home. So one of us can drink, and one of us doesn't. But you need to know your limits.
What's your limit?
If he's on deployment, I will have one glass of wine maybe once a week. Just because I do have three kids and one of my kids has special needs.
And so are you saying you need a glass of wine to kind of wind down?
Just to wind down, or if, like, we're having a wives meeting or a couple of the wives from his boat are over, we'll all have a glass of wine together or something.
Yeah.
But I don't drink to excess. I have three kids that I need to worry about.
Well, I appreciate that call and I appreciate you. Eddie, your dad, you get two kids. What you got?
Yeah, rarely do my wife and I drink together. Like, if I'm drinking, she doesn't, or if she's drinking, I'm not. Because that's just, I mean, like she said, really, that's the thing you have to think about. If you're good to drive to the hospital if something happens or go somewhere, don't drink.
Amy?
Yeah, I didn't even think of the hospital thing, so I was going to say drink it up. Shoot.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the dad rapping bedtime stories to his kids because it helps him go to sleep.
Horn went beep and the engine purred. It was the friendliest sounds that you ever heard. Little blue truck rolled into the city with a beep, beep, beep. Isn't it pretty? Hovering buildings scrape the sky.
Beep said blue, this city is hot.
Okay, so there's enough of that. But
okay,
if you like did little raps to your kids.
Yeah, they're not going to sleep. Like, this is a terrible idea.
Well, they throw their hands in the car.
They,
like
they start dancing and jumping on the bed.
Huh.
When the kids were little, like babies, I would sing to them. But now, if I did anything close to this, they're not sleeping.
What if you sang them like a lullaby?
Nope. They would just be like, sing along or whatever. No, you have to just go in there, close the door, and be like, go to sleep. If I come back in 5 minutes, you all are still asleep, someone's getting a popping.
Wait.
That's how I put them to sleep.
Wow.
A popping?
Wait. Yes. You whoop them if they don't go to sleep?
You don't understand. It's so difficult every night. They want to stay up, especially summertime. They want to stay up.
It's not difficult. Listen.
Horn went beep and the engine purred.
But the kids are out.
No, this is the opposite of what I want to do in my house.
Dude, you got to do this. Sing to them. But don't tell them. Like, sing to them and then be like, good night. And then see what they say.
Okay.
And see if they sing along.
Okay. I'll try.
Horn went beep and the engine purred. It was the friendliest sounds that you ever heard. Little blue.
You need you to be like, go, daddy, go, daddy, go. Go, daddy, go, daddy, go. Oh, no. And what do you say again? I forget.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to close the door right now. And if I come back in 5 minutes and you guys are still awake, somebody's getting a popping.
My eyeballs will be glued open, like, oh, I'm going to get whooped.
No, they fake close them, and I'm like,
so
good.
So the threatening works.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Interesting. There's a guy who lives next to a river, and his job is also on the same river. So he floats to work every morning. He misses traffic completely.
Oh, that's awesome. He just hops in a tube or what?
He realized his office was straight down the river from where he lives, so he avoids traffic by floating to work every day. He lives a mile and a half from his office, but he says because traffic is so bad, when he floats, it's faster. He puts his clothes and computer in a waterproof bag. It's also a flotation device. He just hangs onto it and floats to work.
That's amazing.
That's fun.
Is it, though?
It's a good start to your day. You imagine so relaxing and
pretty
like,
legit,
all right.
Yeah, no traffic.
Not
sound of the water.
What, nobody relaxing. In your way? You're just like...
Just you and nature.
Yeah. What'd you do yesterday?
I practiced for my cooking show today.
Well, yeah, Amy's doing Cooking with Amy, I believe, at 2 p.m. Central.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys cooking?
On Facebook. We are doing sides, so we're going to do this coconut cauliflower rice and then these broccoli poppers that are so good. And then you can pair it with, you know, chicken or fish or whatever you want, but these are two awesome sides.
And you practiced yesterday?
Yeah, I have, of course, I had to test the recipes to make sure that, you know, I didn't want to, like, put some stuff out there and then, like, eat them and be like, oh, okay, you know this whole situation we just did? Ignore it. It's gross.
2 p.m. Central on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do? Oh, I know, besides your Dollar General.
What?
Your big hosting gig last night.
When you asked me, I was going to answer.
I know, but...
Here she goes again.
She took your story.
Yeah. I have allergies that have just been whooping me. And then I did some stand-up at a corporate event last night. And the crazy thing about the corporate event was they had paid Manning last year, so it was quite the...
Oh, boy.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow, how did you do
did
that?
Did people talk about that?
No, not really, but I know they had Peyton Manning last year as their host, and they had me this year, so I'm like, oh, man. And I think it did good. I mean, I made people laugh, and it's always the hardest to make people laugh when they don't know who you are, because yeah. I do stand-up, but people come to watch me do stand-up, but these are just people from all around the country, and so they had no idea who I was. I think they wanted Peyton Manning again, probably in their hearts, and they got stuck with some dork in a plaid jacket.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. It was good. They were really great to work with. I just kind of felt bad for them.
And the laughter?
It was good.
Good?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I give myself 7.5 out of 10.
Wow, that's good. You don't normally rank yourself
above 5,
that high.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we have 4. A hard time with that.
Or 2.
Or 2.
Yeah, so I did that. It wasn't too terribly late, but my nose, man, just feels like it's the pressure. But I took a Zyrtec. What else do you guys take if you have crazy allergies?
Well, don't flonase.
Well, stuff like that, but it doesn't kick in today, Bones. Like, that stuff you got to take, like, weeks in advance.
No, I wanted
really?
It right now.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I crushed it up.
Just Kleenex. Ooh, I do saline wash and just wash the whole nose out.
I'm pretty healthy. I really don't have allergy stuff, but... Hey, live and learn is what I always say.
Allergies related to like how healthy we are? I mean, sometimes aren't you just allergic?
Yeah, but I don't get allergic.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you said I'm pretty healthy. I'm like, oh, shoot. But someone that's allergic to something doesn't mean they're not healthy.
Yep. If you're allergic to,
strawberries,
you're not healthy. That's right. 60-year-old grandmother shot and killed a home invader who broke into her Texas home. Police say the suspect was fatally shot when he and another suspect tried to rob the woman inside her rental home. She shot him. Here. This is audio from the news story.
Detectives say two men actually entered the home uninvited through an open garage door, surprising a 60-year-old woman inside.
Both were armed with pistols. She confronted both suspects. That female then retrieved a handgun and fired several times at both subjects.
One man collapsed and died in the woman's front yard. It is unclear if the other got shot, but he did get away.
So they said the second one got away. Investigators say it's too early to tell if the homeowner will face any charges. Now, you're not going to find a jury to convict this 60-year-old woman. When people come into the house, unasked, trying to rob her.
Yeah.
You're not going to find a jury that goes, you should go to jail. You wonder what was going on in the front yard. Were they trying to run away? If she pulls the gun on them and they're running away, and she's shooting them as they're running away, does that still count? Regardless, you're not going to find a jury that throws her in jail. Also, 60-year-old grandma didn't... Like, 60-year-old's not that old anymore.
No, it's not at all.
Like, 80's old now.
Oh.
But it's just the word grandma sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
Throws you off. But, like, you know... My mom was a grandma at 60. She could have shot somebody easily, no problem.
Some people were asking how the guy gets back, the guy that floats to work on the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
How does he get back
down
home?
River? How does he swims up?
You know, they have those guys.
It's quite the workout.
A lot of people ask about that. There is no answer to that.
Oh, man, maybe he hitches a ride.
Yeah, I would assume he like Ubers at home or something. Yeah, there was a story earlier. There was like a guy lives on a river. His job is on the river like a mile and a half down the road, so he just floats to work. So I guess he just gets a ride home or something.
That sounds like the life. Like, I wish we could float to work every day.
I wouldn't, because you're like, if you're in a hurry, would it pedal
cold.
Faster?
It's cold.
Like, if you're late, are you like...
Or if it's raining.
Utility workers recover a wedding ring in the sewer. A woman's wedding ring was saved by two workers. The 8-month pregnant woman was traveling in New York City. She felt uncomfortable. She took her ring off because she was like, oh, it's hurting my hand. Before she knew it, it slipped out of her hands. She watched it bounce along the side. Can you imagine the slow motion this ring in your head as it bounces like mm-hmm. doing, doing?
It's got to be miserable.
And you see the grate and it's bouncing toward the grate. You're like, no.
Yeah.
It fell into the grate. So she called 911 and they sent out workers. And again, it's a grate. So there's liquid. There's water. And they open the sewer and find the ring.
She called 911.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. See? She should be charged.
Why?
Is that that's misuse?
It's not an emergency.
That's true.
She lost a ring. It ain't. That's not life or death.
Woo! Depends how expensive the ring is.
Oh, yeah, because somebody's gonna be mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a problem with her calling 911 for this?
I mean, I don't. But Lunchbox does have a point. I think it's misuse of 911.
911 is for emergency.
Yeah. That's not technically an emergency. Because then how do you compare that to the people who are like, they didn't give me all 10 of my chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
They only gave me 8.
Those people are
and
stupid.
I'm hungry.
This is a wedding ring.
Well, someone might be like, these are my chicken nuggets.
Like, if you don't get my wedding ring quickly, I'm going to lose it forever.
I get it. I'm with you. I'd probably call 911, but...
I'd probably call chicken nuggets, too, though, isn't it? Now that we think about it.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
Couple things for you. Thing number one, on Friday, Brandi Clark will be in Female Friday. I am such a big fan of Brandi Clark. Friday and Saturday, The Raging Idiots. Friday night in St. Louis, sold out. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, not sold out. But we'd like for you to come. Tickets still available, RagingIdiots.com. There's still a few left. If you're in Madison, Wisconsin, and you don't come to this show, it's like the Rolling Stones came and all your friends would be talking about it.
Mm-hmm. There better be a good reason you missed it.
We need excuses. Yeah, we're in Madison. And let me say this about Joy Week. It's happening in August. And this year, because it's all about celebrating joy and there's a lot of positivity and there's a St. Jude part of it, we're doing it different this year. We're having full one-hour concerts during the show. And I will say this, one of my favorite in music period, Walker Hayes, will kick it off. But doing the first day, full hour, my friend Maren Morris. That's all I'm going to say right now. So much. If you miss any of that, I need to know why. If you miss Brandy on Friday, I need to know why. Oh. If you miss the Raging Idiots in Madison, Wisconsin, I need to know why.
So now you need people to start checking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need our own social media. Like, where are you right now? Tell me. Oh, I want to play this. You know that girl group, Haim?
Huh?
Yeah, is that how you pronounce that?
Taylor Swift's friends?
Hey. Yeah, I always go, Haim.
Haim.
Let's ask our millennial digital girl, 23-year-old Morgan number two. How do you say their name?
I actually don't know either.
Crap.
Oh, man, we're in trouble.
I would bet it's Haim if I were guessing.
Haim.
Hold on, let's ask Mike D. Mike D.
Yeah, Haim.
Haim?
Oh.
Okay.
Of course Mike you guessed right. Knows. Yeah.
Well, he's like,
he's hipster.
Yeah, I know. So here is Haim.
Haim.
Doing an awesome Shania Twain cover.
Oh.
You ready to hear this?
Yeah.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being read down to an utter. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains.
You don't like it?
It's okay.
I don't love it.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not going to listen to it.
Let's hype it up. Come on. Okay, you're
stop.
A rocket scientist.
Are you saying you're going to download that and listen to it?
They did it. It's a live performance.
Okay, is it downloadable? Because I wouldn't download it if that's what you're asking. It's fine. Play it.
What's wrong with you?
She was like...
So you're Brad Pitt. I don't impress. Let's go.
That don't impress.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's also it. 1990.
Okay, this is the cool version.
You guys aren't cool.
That don't impress me much.
Well, here we go.
That's better.
You didn't even let it go before you started laughing over the song.
I didn't know my microphone was up.
Yeah, your microphone's always up. You talk over every song.
It's not always up.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay.
That don't impress me much. So you got the booze, but if you got the touch, now don't get me.
You still don't like it?
No.
Whatever. Hater in the house.
I'm with you, Amy.
Bobby, you didn't even know how to say their name. Are you a super fan?
No, I just thought it was really good.
Oh, you did?
But I didn't act like I knew how to say their name.
Oh, I thought you were just sharing. I didn't know you legit thought it was really good.
Man, sorry for having feelings, right, Bobby?
Yeah, seriously. Jeez.
I feel you, dude. I feel like you're being attacked right now.
What? This
right,
is
right?
Bobby. You're not the one singing it. I'm not attacking
it's
you.
It's a live performance from a radio show in, like, the UK. And I was like, this is cool.
Oh, wow. Hey,
still hate it?
It made it all the way here.
All the way across the sea?
It's like...
You guys all suck.
A shark didn't eat that on
wow,
the way?
How did you even hear
I don't like that. I don't like you guys. I don't like it. I like... Whatever.
Oh,
you guys
it's okay.
Are haters.
I love you.
Hater deluxe.
And I know you can't say that back to me.
Whatever. I love that song. I love that version, yeah.
Oh.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
How long did you date before you got married? That's the question from Bride Book, and they give the average amount of time. People wait. Amy, how long did you date before you got married?
6 months.
Atta girl. Lunchbox, how long did you date before you got married?
3.5 years.
Eddie?
6 years.
We're all over the place.
Dang.
Yeah.
The average couple dates for 4.9 years before making it official.
4.9 is average?
Wow.
That seems like a really long time for average.
So the normal one is Lunchbox here.
Yeah.
See?
Ish.
All it tells us is that couples are taking their time to get to know each other.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I just thought 4.9 for average was weird. Like, I thought that'd be on the high, and then the average would be more like 2 years.
4.9 is about where it should be. I'm cool with 4.9.
5 years. Yeah. If you had heard someone had been dating for 5 years, what would you...
I'd say, well, that's probably about the average time they should make up their mind if they get married. That's probably what I think.
Okay.
I got a note from our boss.
Yeah?
He was like, for the first time ever, you sound tired, and then I realized it was allergies.
Oh, he realized it was allergies, or you realized it was allergies?
He did. He's about to give me a hard time. I'm never tired. I come in here $1 million every day. Even if I'm tired, I don't let anybody know.
Oh.
But I took this Zyrtec, and I'm telling you something about it. It makes me sleepy.
So right now you're admitting you're tired.
No, there's a difference between tired and sleepy. Tired is like you're tired, like you've been doing too much.
Yeah. You were supposed to take the non-drowsy.
My eyeballs feel yeah. heavy from this stuff.
Yeah, did Morgan buy you the wrong one?
I don't know what it is.
Is it
says
nighttime Zyrtec?
Zyrtec, go to sleep.
Oh. Medicine. Could be the wrong one then. Yeah.
This it's called Zyrtec Ambien.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Stop it.
People are fired up about you guys being rude about this Haim song.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, Megan in Beaumont, Texas.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Oh, my God. Well, first, I'm super duper excited that I get to be on the radio. I've tried to call into you for, like, years.
Years?
So I'm really excited.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling. Glad you got through.
But I love this song.
Thank you.
I don't know what Amy's deal is, but I love it.
Oh.
Yeah. I always wonder what Amy's deal is.
Oh, I just don't like it. It's really not going to... It's not a big deal, though.
That don't impress me much.
It's a live radio cover.
I mean, I like the Shania Twain song.
Well, no crap. Who doesn't?
Well, I know, but I'm just clarifying.
I like Friends in Low Places. Well, yeah, who doesn't? Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Hey, Dempsey in Boston, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you the average time for meeting and marrying someone is 7 weeks. Met and married my wife in 7 weeks.
That's
still not
the
average.
Yeah.
Wait, but why do you think that? Why
that's
do you
cool,
think
though.
That's the average?
Because I think if you know you love someone, you're going to know it right off the bat. It's been 30 years this September.
That's such a rarity, though. And isn't love something that you figure out? Like, it's developed. It's not like, boom, love. Like, I just feel like you got lucky.
If you have to make it, is it really love? I mean, working on a marriage is, it's a full-time job that doesn't pay well but has great benefits, but...
Oh, boy, we got a comedian here. All right, Dempsey. He's going to be playing Zanies at 9 and 11:30 on Friday.
I'm going to start using that.
What?
I'm going to start using that. Love is a full-time job. It doesn't pay much, but it's got great benefits.
I like it.
That's a good line.
Marriage is a full-time job.
Dempsey, stop with what you're doing here.
It's true. I'm telling you, man. I think if it's love, I looked at her on a Thursday. 3 weeks later, I said, I can do this for the rest of my life.
And then you just got lucky. I would bet the odds on people like you who do this in 7 weeks, they don't stay together for very long.
Yeah.
I bet the percentage of people that stay together after getting married 3 weeks is not high.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
I know another couple that's like that, and they're still together.
Yeah, and you
but
know
that's
it because they're
one.
So feud.
Yeah.
Like, you know them because they're the ones who always talk about it and we'll be quiet. We met and 4 days later, we had 6 kids. What?
But do you think it's like it gets less and less, Like, because they already have a short courtship, it's like, 2 days. It just sounds so good. And
they just
like,
build the story.
One day.
No.
No.
I don't.
Does this guy really know he met her on a Thursday? Come on.
Dempsey.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and everybody thinks marriage is 50-50. It's not. It's 100% and 100%. You're all in or you're all out.
Okay, here's this guy with his lines.
Man, Dempsey's pretty good on
Cyrano de Bergerac here.
Are you like a marriage motivator?
I am not a marriage motivator because I see so many couples that get married because it looks like the comfortable thing to do. Well, comfort isn't about being married. Hard work, dedication, raising your family.
Dempsey didn't even know her. Yeah, you spent 2 months with her and you got married.
Hey, but I got to know her and I worked.
But that's not how it works. You don't marry someone then get to know them.
Yes.
But Bobby, you're to be crazy. Fair, like you're constantly
you
growing
constantly
throughout your life.
Getting to know it. You should constantly be getting to know someone.
I agree
mean,
with
every
that.
Morning. Every morning, that should be the goal. But I did luck out. I married, not only my wife, she's become my best friend. And, 30 years, I haven't had a bad day yet.
That's a lie. Dempsey, you're so full of horse crap. I would call you on it.
Yeah.
Dempsey, you are so full of horse crap on
Dempsey,
my phone right now.
Tell us about your last fight. Have y'all never had a fight?
Our last fight actually was about
not fighting. Our fight was that we don't fight enough. Dip to yourself full of horse crap. Go ahead.
But we have a simple rule, though. You'd never fight when you're mad. You say, hey, let's hang on a bit, take a breath. Then we talk about it.
Time out.
But
okay.
If you're not mad, why would you fight? Like, when I get happy, I don't want to fight anymore.
Bobby, I want to know what the last thing
is. You can talk about it rationally afterwards. So why have a fight on the spot when, if you think about it for a second, probably both parties had some fault in being wrong. We talk about it, and we move past it.
He's so smart.
He's not answering your question.
Yeah, but what was the last topic of y'all's fight? Like, why did y'all get into a fight?
Because I don't eat the way I should eat. My diabetes is very out of control, and sometimes I splurge a little bit. And she's like, I want you to be here when we're 70, so you got to eat the right way. And, I understand that. But, it's so hard when you have a nice cannoli from, Mike's Pastries sitting in front of you to say no. But,
I mean, I get that.
Yes.
Dempsey, so you guys got into a fight because she loves you too much.
Because she wants you around.
Dempsey, you got to sell this to somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the way it's got to be. Anything worth fighting over has to do with your personal stuff. Money and stuff like that, that just doesn't matter. All that stuff's going to come and go.
Golly, I'm taking notes, Dempsey.
You know who money doesn't matter to? People that have money.
Well, I work at a bank, but I don't have a lot of money. So, it's simple to say you work hard, you play hard, you love hard, and, you keep those people in your life that make your life worth living, and that's it.
I'm going to say this about your call, Dempsey. I think it's a fantastic call.
Yes, I love it.
I've never disagreed more with a call that I thoroughly enjoyed, though.
All right. Well, I love you guys, and I'm so glad you're playing here in Boston.
Thank you, buddy.
You need to get more time up here with us because here in New England, we love our country music.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I love coming up there. I wish the signal's a little stronger, but, I appreciate you being on the phone. And thanks for calling, dude. Like, again, we don't have to agree, but we can be friends. I don't want to fight angry. You know what I mean?
That's right. We can agree to disagree and shake hands and go out for a drink. I'm all for it.
Lay down the cannoli, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, buddy. See you, Dempsey.
Take care.
All right. I like that guy. I never had a more wrong caller, but I like him a lot. Yeah.
He just seems like a really overall awesome person. Like, they're doing life right. Like, he's not going to sweat the small stuff.
That's an Instagram caller.
Ah, because it's perfect.
Yeah, that's an Instagram caller.
Sounds great.
That's like looking at Instagram going, oh, I'm so jealous. Look at how perfect that is.
Yeah.
That's an Instagram caller.
You don't think those people really exist?
No.
The Dempseys of the world, like nowhere. I mean, the dude's like just having
cannolis.
He said
he never had a bad day. Get out of town, Jack, or whatever his name is.
Dempsey. Like, we fight because we just don't fight enough. Like, we got into it because she was like,
I ate a cannoli.
She was like, why do you want to fight? It's like, because I don't think we fight enough. Oh, yeah?
You.
Well, I love you too much to fight.
You more.
Yeah. There's this medium show, like a talk to psychics. Like they have Long Island Medium. What's this one called? Brett Eldridge is on.
Hollywood Medium.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
They need to have a honky tonk medium.
Ah, that'd be awesome.
Why isn't that a show?
Well, nobody's thought of it yet, but I guess maybe now they should. Are you saying
like, yeah, doggy. Come on in here.
And they use like sayings like your grandma used to say?
Yeah.
It's that young little blonde dude,
Which one?
Hollywood Medium.
Brett Eldridge goes and talks to him.
Yeah, and evidently he says that he's communicating with like a car mechanic, and Brett Eldridge got chills because his grandpa Shirley used to work on cars or something.
Surely Brett Eldridge is playing a role here, right?
Has to be.
Yep.
I don't know. Do you get paid to be on Hollywood Medium?
Probably.
And then you're
nobody has a record coming out Friday.
Oh, true.
And if you go on that show and they're like, okay, Brett Eldridge, come on in. And Brett goes like this. Well, I don't believe it. And he leaves. They're not going to air that.
It's true.
But then also, couldn't they just Google Brett Eldridge's grandpa and learn that he was a mechanic?
Exactly.
Tell the story about your cousin.
Well, so I got on a call with her once and could get back to her, and I love her dearly, and my aunt, but I had a phone conversation with her recently where she was sharing with me that my mom speaks to her.
And your mom passed away a couple years ago?
Yes. And now my cousin, she hasn't always done this. This is fairly new. She does readings on the phone with people, and she just has that connection, and she says that, she has communication with my mom, and my mom comes to her, and I listened to everything she said, and I was really respectful about it. I know that my cousin knows that I'm probably hesitant in believing her, but she was telling me things my mom's not finished with and that she wants to do through us or something. I don't know. And then she started smelling like some hand cream that she thought my mom maybe wore, and she started asking me about it.
Now, how do you feel that she's talking to your mom and your mom's like talking to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I was like, well, wait, why is she talking to you and then not to me? But I see she's not talking to me because I don't talk to, I'm not a psychic or a medium.
But your cousin is.
She is. Well, she says she is now.
Now?
Yeah, she wasn't always.
Did she take like one of those master classes or something?
No, I just started coming to her like in the past few years.
How did your sister feel about this?
Well, my sister hasn't had like a full-blown conversation with my cousin about it, but I did call my sister afterwards and I was like, hey, just talk to her and this is kind of what she was saying. And then I was like, do you remember mom having any of this hand cream? And we didn't. So the hand cream was off, but sometimes she said she starts to smell things like a scent. She can sense a smell, but the smell wasn't really resonating with me and my mom. So I don't know if there was just a mix-up, but...
How much do you believe it? Zero meaning none, 10 meaning fully?
Probably zero. I know, that's having like no faith in that part at all, but I just... Part of me wants to because I know her and I like adore her to death, but...
You need to open your minds, guys.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I believe in dog whisperers that can talk to your dog, so why can't people talk to the dead? Like, I...
Are they talking to your live dog
or
your dead dog?
Well, your dog's alive.
Yeah, like you're right in front of them.
Yes, and like you can control the habits and patterns of alive things.
But dogs can't talk, and my
What?
And my dog whisperer knows exactly what my dog is thinking, and... And so
you have a dog whisperer?
He did. He hired one. He loved it. Yeah, he paid her tons of money.
What?
Yes, it's the weirdest thing.
That's crazy.
But I do believe that people know how to control animals.
Yeah,
they're alive.
They have a gift.
Yes, they're alive.
Right, they have a gift. So then I'm like, so does my cousin have a gift? I don't know.
To like a cartoon character?
Because that's how I feel.
He's not like a rugrat.
Like, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, sometimes
I know.
I'm like...
It's weird because my mom's not alive either. And if someone came to me going, hey, I talked to your mom, I'd be like...
And someone that knew you and loved you and like loved your mom.
They're
and
like, you have inside information. This is not true.
And I'm like, so wait, you're like legit just getting ready for life some days, like putting on your makeup and my mom just starts talking to you?
I know, it's weird. But
and I'm like, well,
you
okay.
can't say it's not true. And I know that's a double negative.
Okay, so then I'll go one.
One.
So out of 0 to 10, I'll go 1.
Well, Brett Eldridge is talking to his grandpa Shirley in the next episode of...
Hollywood Medium.
Hollywood Dog Whisperer, whatever it is. I just know what's going to happen. My voice gets worse. When allergies hit, they wipe me out. Mm. Like, odds of me being on the show tomorrow, 50%.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, because it sets in. This happens once a year. Mm. Like, I have no voice. Everybody's still talking about me bombing the science question about the planets.
Not knowing miss?
The first planet from the sun. Which is?
My very energetic mother, my.
I bet she still doesn't know.
Go ahead.
My. It's either Mars or Mercury.
Which one is it?
Think of like.
First planet. Come on.
Think of what, Eddie?
Come on.
Mars.
It's Mars.
Perfect.
Science quiz. Ready? How many planets are there?
9.
Including Pluto. If you count Pluto, it's correct. It's a dwarf planet.
It's a dwarf planet now. We talk about it in the song.
Okay.
What are groups of stars that look like pictures called? Like a star and it looks like something.
A galaxy? No, if it look, I don't know, galaxy.
A constellation.
Oh, yeah, duh.
How long does it take the Earth to orbit the sun?
I don't, 24 hours?
1 year.
Oh.
24 hours.
What's the outermost layer of the Earth called?
The outer, the crust. Yes.
In it's H2O, like which is water, what's the H stand for?
Hydrogen. And there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, gosh. I was like, wait, I don't know. Okay.
One final question.
Okay.
What are the three states of matter?
Oh, I need a hint.
Come on.
I know that I know what they are, but I can't. I need a hint.
There are three of them.
That's more. I need more than that.
Solid, liquid, and gas.
The matter of that.
No,
yes.
Stop it. Stop it. The
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's this new stationary bike that's been invented that requires you to work out while watching Netflix.
It's like to keep it going, right?
Yeah. In order to watch your favorite Netflix show, you have to be riding the bike. It has to be in motion. It's called the Cyflix. Get it? Like bicycle.
Okay, that's cute. Then I would just get a Netflix subscription and be like,
exactly.
Computer
no, I like
work.
It.
Yep.
I think it's cool. If you need motivation to work out, this could be for you.
I just don't think that would motivate me because I can already get it.
oh, well, maybe this is the only way you can get it. You have to figure that out.
If that was the only way to get Netflix, that'd be awesome. Yeah, but okay, how much did that cost?
I don't know the price. Yeah. Probably like $1 million.
All right, what else?
I don't know if it's like out yet.
$1 million? Are you nine? I don't know the price. Probably like $1 million. Okay.
It's a good guess.
The inventor has just invented it. I don't even know that you can purchase it yet here in the U.S.
All right.
But I think it's a cool concept. I like it. So a new study found the funniest word in the world to say out loud.
Let me say goober. I think the funniest word in the world is goober. What do you think it is, Lunchbox? If you had to pick one, not hers, but what's your funniest word?
But.
Okay.
See?
Eddie?
Moist.
No, that's not funny. That's just
you.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Ew.
And the fact that people hate it, I love it. Oh. Moist.
Mm. I also like the terms herbal essence together.
Oh, that's a good ring.
Herbal essence. It's a fun word. What's the funniest word?
Booty.
Wow.
Closest lunchbox to Lunchbox. Again. Yeah.
No, it's a word. It's not because it's the actual buttocks. It's the word.
Oh, the way it sounds.
Like, yeah. Booty, 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 booty.
Very good. She is nine. You're right.
It beat out words.
Something's up with her today. Yeah. She's been kind of.
That's funny.
What? It beat out words like hooter, nitwit, and tinkle.
Tinkle is disgusting. Let me tell you.
My grandma used to say public. She would ask me if I had to tinkle really loud.
Our producer, Morgan, our main producer in the glass room, she still says that.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I have to leave this very important business. I got to tinkle. And I'm like, stop it. You're an adult. You're running this show. That's still what you. Why do you refer to it as that?
It makes me uncomfortable to say anything else.
Like pee?
What's wrong with tinkling?
Ah! That's disgusting. No. Okay, what else you got?
Okay, well, Eddie, do you do the grocery shopping in your house?
I do most of it.
Lunchbox?
We don't really grocery shop. Blue Apron.
I'd like to pause for a second. Eddie does not do most of it.
That is absolutely false. You
he
don't
said
know.
He stops by the store occasionally and will grab something.
That's how we shop at my house.
He has revisionist history.
Listen to this, Bobby. Then Eddie falls into this perfectly because it says a new survey says that 84% of men think they are the primary grocery shoppers in their household.
I know it.
Yeah. And the survey showed that about, two-thirds-ish actually shop, but they are shopping from a list that their wife created.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't go picking stuff out for me.
Or just the family. Like, you couldn't go figure out what's needed.
Nope. I mean, I don't know what the kind of brands the kids like. No, I have no idea. No clue.
Do you know their names?
I think so. Yeah,
the
yeah,
kids'
yeah.
names doesn't... Yeah.
I kept it really simple. Yeah. Junior and Junior Junior.
Yeah. What else?
Well, apparently we can forget the Advil if we're in pain. We just need to ask our partner to hold our hand.
Bull crap.
A new study found that when your significant other holds your hand when you're in pain, your heart and breathing rates, they get in sync, causing the pain to lessen.
You know, I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and she was getting that microblading on her eyebrows.
Yeah, microblading.
That's what it's called, right? Microblading?
Yeah. For a second, some people call it microneedling. Carry on.
And she was like, it hurt, but you know what I did? I was like, what'd you do? She goes, I would hurt myself on another part of my body, so I'd forget about that hurt.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And I was like, well, that's interesting, but aren't you still feeling hurt? Like,
yeah, you're just distracting your mind, your brain.
Like, it still hurts.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand the logic.
Oh, you've never done this?
No.
Yeah, this is like where if your arm hurts, you punch your leg so your leg hurts and you forget about your arm.
But what? You're still feeling a hurt. It's my point.
Yeah, I know, but you're not like, my arm doesn't hurt anymore.
But now your leg does.
Yeah,
sure.
So then what do you do to get rid of that leg? Punch yourself in the face? My face hurts, though, but I mean, like...
I didn't say it makes sense, guys.
Yes, you did, kind of, with your tone.
That's what yes. people do.
Let me save y'all a lot of pain and just hold their hand. Hold someone's hand.
Yeah.
That you care about.
Sometimes. I hate holding hands.
You do?
Oh, hate it.
Why?
I don't know. My wife wants to hold my hand all the time. I'm like, okay, cool. That was fun. Done.
Like, do you hold it like a...
Like a clasp or a finger lock?
Oh, yeah.
Finger lock. And she does it while I'm driving. Like, I'm like,
I
why?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I need
why
my other hand. Like, I'm about to turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't... I can't stand it.
I don't mind hand holding. I just don't like hands, period, because they've been touching things. Like, I don't know where your hands have been. I wouldn't mind holding if I got to watch you watch them first. Okay. Like, I want to hold hands. Okay, wash your hands. Let me see it.
You got to watch them. Make sure all the germs are off.
Yeah. Scrub them up.
He's like, here's sanitizer.
Now, place it into mine, and we're good.
Not
otherwise, I don't know where it's been.
Okay.
It's like, listeners, they'll, like, sometimes want to kiss me.
Where?
On my face.
Okay.
Really?
And I'm always like, ugh. Can I watch you brush your teeth and wash your lips?
I don't know where it's been.
Okay.
Do you like being held?
By
like,
anyone?
Spooned?
Just held.
Not really, because I always feel like my gut's kind of gross.
Oh my gosh.
And, what?
Your gut is not gross.
Hold on, keep going, Bobby. I like, go ahead.
And I feel awkward with people touching my body because I don't feel comfortable with my body anyway.
What? But let's say we're talking about being held by your girlfriend, not just anybody.
No, just anyone.
Even her.
What?
Even her.
I don't like it. I mean, I like for her to take her hand and like scratch my head.
The scalp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise I just feel self-conscious.
Like a puppy.
I've never got to the point where I'm not self-conscious with my body around people, even girlfriends.
Okay, interesting. I just was wondering. So it's one of those things I just wondered. Not like all the time, just right now I was wondering.
Now, I wonder if I had like a girlfriend that's really big and strong, if I'd like to be held like a baby. That might be fun.
Stop it. Stop
like
it.
Like in the fetal position? Like
they
help?
Hold you up. Like game,
like Rocky to sleep.
Yeah. Like on Game of Thrones, there's one character, she's like, and she's huge.
Yeah.
But like maybe I like her to hold
that's
me.
Like Wagon Wheel, the song. That's what he's talking about. Big girl holding him, rocking him like a wagon wheel.
Really? Yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
The song's about?
Mm, the whole song, yeah.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Yeah. Rock me.
It's not what it's about. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, gonna go. Appreciate you guys being here. Listen to the whole show back. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Also, I should say, too, that if the show is live and you can't pick it up on your radio station, let's say you're driving around somewhere, you're in a different city, you can always search iHeartCountry and listen to our show live in the morning. So there's that. Just appreciate you being here. Amy does Cooking with Amy at 2 p.m. Central today on our Facebook page.
Yep.
Where you will be cooking what?
We'll be cooking cauliflower rice, you know, like with the coconut sauce and some broccoli poppers. So we're going to be cooking up some sides that you can pair with whatever you want.
Can we make this cooking show not 2.5 hours?
Yeah, it's going to be like 30 minutes.
Amy did a whole documentary series the last time.
Saw that one.
I did. So this is going to be, you know, and we're going to incorporate, I'm going to show you how you can work out while you're cooking, you know?
Oh, boy.
Huh.
All I know, the last one felt like Forrest Gump. Like it had all these different elements to it and like art changes. And
well, some of this stuff is going to be in the oven. We're going to have to kill time. So I'm going to be like, hey, this is when you can bust out like, you know, 5 minutes of this and you can kind of work out because a lot of people that are cooking are busy.
But that's why you have it prepared already. Right. So you can shut it all down. Like this is what you do. You put it in and you pull immediately out the one that's done.
Yeah. I'm going to have some of that action going on. Trickery.
Okay.
We'll see you at 2 p.m. Go to BobbyBones.com, 2 p.m. Central. Have a great day. See you guys on Thursday.
Bobby Bones.